The expletive falls from Royal's lips as his blank stare burns a hole inside my chest. Chase's little head is practically buried between my knees, so I don't know if he heard Royal or not. I can't breathe properly. I wasn't ready to tell him. The only reason I agreed to come back to the area is because I thought he'd still be serving his sentence. Why had it never occurred to me that he could have gotten an early release? But he never contacted me, not once after that night. The accident fucked up everything. All but one thing, anyway. I glanced down at my son before drawing in a breath. I need you to leave. Now. My voice is calm because I refuse to scare my child. I smooth my hand over the back of Chase's head as he clings to my legs. With every second Royal stands in the doorway, in his child's presence, my nerves scream. Royal takes one unsteady breath, then another. He blinks, his eyes flicking down to the tiny boy as Chase holds his arms up to me. I lift him, and his legs wrap securely around my torso as he hugs my neck. Please leave.
How old is he?
You know how old he is. His jaw works to the side, his face full of turmoil before he exhales harshly.
We need to talk. Soon. Don't you dare ignore me.
And because I feel Chase tense in my arms, I mouth my response. Don't threaten me. He eyes Chase, tucking his tongue into the side of his cheek, then gives me a curt nod. It surprises me, actually, that he's showing this level of respect and not immediately flying off the handle. Come to think of it, though, he might simply be in a state of shock. And I get that. I do.
Echo, who's here?
Kara barrels down the stairs, stopping abruptly on the last step, her eyes wide. She glances at Royal with a quick intake of breath, then takes one look at me and Chase, and I see the fire ignite in her eyes. Her gaze swings back to Royal, and she points toward the door.
Go.
Royal's stare is intense on me, but he nods, then turns on his heel, and stiffly walks down the porch steps. Just before Kara shuts the door, I catch a glimpse of Royal bent over, his hands braced on his knees. That memory will haunt me for the rest of my life.